This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Police have released the name of a second suspect wanted in connection with the July 7th shooting that killed three people and injured nine others in Grays Ferry. Deputy Commissioner Frank Verone says he may be one of many.
We now know through forensic analysis that there were 13 separate guns fired.
That means the second suspect may be one of a dozen still at large. KYW's Sonny Morgan has more on this.
24-year-old Christopher Battle is the second person police say contributed to the gunfire that killed three men on South Edding Street last month. On Thursday, police announced the arrest of 22-year-old Terrell Frazier in connection with the shooting. They say Frazier faces several charges, including murder. They're now asking the public's help in locating Battle. 23-year-old Zahir Wiley, 19-year-old Jason Reese, and 24-year-old Azir Harris died on July 7th when shots rang out during a party on the block, according to police, and nine others were shot and injured. Officials say one person fired a gun, possibly into the air, which they say may have triggered a dozen other people to fire theirs. A photo of Battle can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com.
Philadelphia officials announced the takedown of a gun and drugs operation, which they say is part of the city's continuing effort to clean up Kensington. KYW's Kristen Johansson with more on that.
Police arrested six people who they say were operating out of homes in Hunting Park, Logan, and Mount Airy, and they took about 11 guns off the street, as well as 4,400 doses of fentanyl.
And we all know how deadly that can be. And it's often cut with xylazine and other different things that are mixed in there that are extremely dangerous to people who are taking them.
Deputy Police Commissioner James Kelly.
The investigation went over a period of about 2 months, and it involved, you know, surveillances, undercover buys.
Among the firearms, three long guns were confiscated. All of the guns will be test fired by the Firearms Investigation Division to see if they've been involved in any shootings or homicides. He says this investigation, along with about a dozen others they're currently working on, has dramatically reduced violence in the city.
East Division last year in Kensington were down in the area of 40% in murders and in shootings. That's a huge reduction.
Raymond Roy, Robert Pratt, Edwin Montalvo, Janae Moody, Zena Roman, and Willie Thigpen have all been charged with conspiracy and drug and gun offenses.
The Camden Loop Microtransit Program has been awarded $2 million in state funding that will allow the low-cost Uber alternative to keep serving Camden locals and visitors. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with the mayor about what he says is a vital service to the community.
For just $2, Camden Loop passengers can book a ride to doctor's appointments, the grocery store, to a loved one, or anywhere else in the city they need to go in one of eight vehicles in the fleet. Camden Mayor Vitkar Starfin recently got behind the wheel as a Camden Loop driver to see how things work firsthand.
They were shocked. They looked at me and I said, "Get over here. I'm at your service."
He says this passenger was a regular who frequently provides at-home care for her grandmother across town and can't get there via mass transit.
It puts a smile on everybody's face, man. It's just, again, everyone working together for the greater good, brother, and it gives me much excitement.
There are currently more than 15,000 registered users in Camden. Karstarfin expects that to keep increasing as more people learn about the program and how it can make their lives easier.
Now, you'll be able to get face-to-face with creatures of the insect world this weekend at the annual Bug Fest at Drexel's Academy of Natural Sciences. KYW's John McDevitt reports on the 18th year celebrating creepy crawlers.
We love bugs here at the Academy, and we want everybody to love bugs.
Mary Bailey is manager of mediated experiences at the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University.
Bugs are so important. They're part of every single ecosystem. They're responsible for the food that we eat, for decomposing all of the debris that falls down from the trees. They're so important, and a lot of them are really misrepresented and misunderstood, and we really love people to learn more about them and move past that.
From Madagascar hissing cockroaches, to beetles, to centipedes, to spiders, and even scorpions, insect and arachnids enthusiasts couldn't be happier this time of year. There are cockroach races, guided bug walks, story time, and cooking demos with insect ingredients.
Protein shakes and smoothies with a little bit of cricket powder in them, and some ant crumble, which is really, really tasty. It's blueberry, so it's summery and fresh. And we're really going to talk about how sustainable and delicious bug eating actually is.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.